It is a living document, meaning that it continues to grow and evolve over time as the details of the event become available. My name is Dianita Washington, and I am the Executive Specialist at Johns Hopkins Technology Ventures on the East Baltimore campus. I've been in this role for 6 years. At Hopkins, our executives are super busy going from one meeting to the next. In our role as admin professionals, it's our job to keep them informed and prepared for their next meeting. So today, I'll be sharing with you on how to prepare a briefing. You might be wondering, what is a briefing? What's the purpose of a briefing? A briefing is a document that contains all of the information about an upcoming meeting or event. The purpose of a briefing is to inform the principal about the meeting or event. It contains the who, what, when, why, and how of the meeting so that they can properly prepare themselves. It's sort of like a one-stop shop document, which they can refer to and know what to expect when they get to the meeting. This prevents them from looking in multiple places to get the information because the calendar will have the time and the location, but they also want to know who is going to be there in the room when they arrive. Where are they supposed to sit? Is there food involved? All of that gets captured in the document called a briefing. And the strategy that I use to get briefings done efficiently is to start the briefing as soon as possible. As soon as I know that a meeting or event is going to happen, I get it started with all the basic information. This is a good practice because there may be information you need to gather from other people to complete the briefing. So by putting in the information you have first, then you can see what information you still need to collect. I may have internal colleagues I can ask to gather information. Sometimes I will highlight the particular sections that I need them to complete. I'll send it to them, and they can fill in those sections and send it back to me. It is a living document, meaning that it continues to grow and evolve over time as the details of the event become available. The briefing includes the following components: the title of the event, the date, the time, the location of the event, a contact person with their contact information, what the dress attire will be, who will be there, other VIPs who will attend the meeting. The briefing provides any background information on the event or on the organization who is hosting the event. We can capture the objectives and also suggested remarks for the principal. The briefing also includes the agenda or timeline. For instance, which part of the meeting will they have a speaking role in so that they know, are they at the beginning, are they in the middle, or at the end of the event? Is there audiovisual or IT assistance available? Is there a microphone available for them to use? There are also additional sections, the appendix, that you can add on as many items as needed to provide the best overview of what your principal can expect. The appendix can include the list of attendees. It can provide the list of attendees' titles or positions so that they know who is in the room when they're speaking, relevant articles that may have been published in the media, press releases, announcements, could be email announcements or flyers or other pertinent emails that provide background information for the principal. You may also want to include logistical information for your principal to know how long it will take to get there, whether they should drive or perhaps take an Uber, depending on if parking is available. If they drive, where is parking available? You want to provide that, capture that in the briefing, letting them know what door to enter, if it's a large building that has multiple entrances, getting all of that information of where they should go, who should they speak to when they first walk in, if there's particular signage that they should be on the lookout for. All of that information should be captured on the briefing to provide a step-by-step guide for your principal once they get there. This will help them to focus more on what their presentation will be, what they're speaking about, and alleviate the pressure of knowing these logistics. If you have it all laid out for them in the briefing, they can rely on that information, get to where they need to get to on time, and then do their best in their presentation. I've had the experience of preparing briefings for the president of the university. And those briefings tend to be more formal and structured. There is a template that they like to use to capture all of the information. We have also internally created what's called an event summary for our principal, who does not need it to be as formal, but we still wanted it to be structured for her. Sometimes it could be 1 page, 2 page, 5 pages in the briefing, but we're still able to provide all of the information she needs in order to be successful at that meeting or event. You might be asking, well, where do I get all of this information from if it's not something internal to Hopkins where you can just ask someone in your department or someone in the university? If it's an external event, what I've done in the past is go to that organization's website. They may have a specific event website where I can find out information. I can find out what the organization is about, what the event is about, the background information. I can copy and paste it right into the briefing. Recently, I completed a briefing for an event my principal attended. She was scheduled to be a panelist. I knew I needed more information than just the list of questions for the panelists. So I did some research on my own to find out what else the event would entail. I found out that there was an award ceremony component to it that really didn't have anything to do with her, but I thought it was important for her to know that there was also this awards ceremony that was going to take place during the same time frame that she would be there. So I went to the website and found the list of winners for the awards. I realized that there was an article in the Baltimore Business Journal that had been released 5 months prior. So I went and found that article, included that in the appendix. In that article, it noted that there would be a follow-up article right before the event. And so I found that article and included that as well. That second article provided even more information about the awardees. Even though my principal wasn't involved in the award ceremony, this background information can help her prepare for what she needs to speak about while on the panel, and she could draw from specific examples of the companies present in the room. Also, something that might seem minute but is important is, what is the setup of the room? What is the setup of the event? Will food be involved? If this is an early morning event, just letting my principal know that breakfast will be there, coffee will be there. They don't have to stop at Starbucks on their way there to pick up anything. If they don't want to, they can get that while they're there. Just knowing and providing all of that information so that she doesn't have to worry about what am I going to eat when I get there? What am I going to expect when I get there? And once all of this information is provided in the briefing, this helps her to be more prepared for the event. She can focus more on what she's been asked to do, whether it's be a panelist, be a speaker, presenter, what have you. She can focus on that and do her best by me providing all of these logistical details. In addition to the calendar invitation that the organizers may send out to the principal, I will create a separate calendar appointment that I can control in order to put all of this information in there, such as the briefing, where to park, who the contact person is. It is important that she can go right to her calendar to get this information and find the briefing easily. A lot of times they are traveling with mobile devices that they need to be able to access this quickly and on the go. Now that we are back in the office, I also make sure I print it out for her to have a paper copy to take with her when she goes. And she can refer to that as well. You can think of yourself as a stage manager. You're making sure everything is set up for the main actor. And your principal is the main actor. You've set everything up for them and prepared them so that they can do their best. All they need to do is get out on the stage and perform. To summarize what I've discussed today, as the admin professional, you want to provide as much of the background and logistical information as possible so that your principal can focus on what they do best. Whether that is leading an organization, giving a speech, participating on a panel, or whatever it is they're asked to do, they can do it with confidence and shine. And when they shine, you shine too.